It's 73 degrees and sunny in Nashville. We're expecting a high in the mid-90s, a heat index around 107 or so. A very hot and humid day in Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. The new school year brings new laws impacting Tennessee students, and one of the most controversial changes allows schools to display the Ten Commandments. Walter Blanks Jr., founder of the Legacy Society, joined our midday show, This is Nashville, on Thursday to discuss some of these new education policies. When it comes to the Ten Commandments rule, he questions why school leaders feel the need to display the religious text.
I'd make the argument personally that you can have far more impact on the life of a student by the way that you're living your life as an administrator, as a teacher, and the values that you're instilling in them. That's going to have far more impact than a poster on the wall that they're going to walk by, may not even read.
The law is not a mandate. It just gives the schools the option to include the commandments alongside the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. To hear more about the new laws shaping education in Tennessee, go to thisisnashville.org or listen wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Well, Knox County Schools is rolling out new district policies that change the way the district reviews books. The move could lead to a reevaluation of more than 100 books removed from the school library shelves under Tennessee's Age Appropriate Materials Act. That state law sparked a wave of controversial book bans across Tennessee, one of the most notable being Knox County removing the critically acclaimed novel Roots. The district reversed the decision after nationwide backlash. WBIR reports that the district is now establishing a book review committee made up of school board members, parents, and teachers. The district is also creating a standardized process for reviewing books. Students, parents, and school staff must submit requests for review to a school principal using a new form. Those requests must be published on the Knox County Schools website within 10 days. And it has been back to school for the last little bit here in Middle Tennessee. Many school districts went back to class last week. Metro goes back tomorrow, and I believe that will be the end of that wave of school starts and the start of school traffic in the morning around Middle Tennessee. Well, 250 local workers, that's how many people are getting laid off after TikTok announced the closure of its Nashville office. The change comes just 2 years after the social media giant leased a massive office space on Music Row. The Nashville Business Journal reports the permanent closure is effective in October, but several individuals have posted on LinkedIn that they have already been let go. And TikTok isn't the only place in Middle Tennessee enacting layoffs. Resource Label Group, a label printing and packaging company, announced last week it was closing its Franklin office. The closure will impact nearly 70 workers. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.